Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Dr. Mark Clark with the Louisiana Opera. Welcome.
Hi, Corey. Thanks for having me back.
Thanks for being back. You know, it's been a year since I've seen you, I think.
That's right. I think it has.
And last year, I saw you right around Valentine's Day.
That's right. We had a very successful event a year ago at the Ouachita Grand Plaza venue. It was really, really fun. We had a great time. And so we decided to do it again this year with a different program.
All right. You're calling this one Valengras?
Yeah, I got a little bit creative there. It's a celebration of the season, so to speak, and it's tomorrow night, Friday night, the 9th of February.
And this Valentine's Mardi Gras party is featuring what?
Well, we have at our party, we're going to have some wonderful musicians, and so there'll be some music, there'll be dancing, there'll be party favors, wonderful desserts, that are going to be terrific, champagne, wine. We're going to have a great party, and then we're going to celebrate it with music from The Merry Widow, which is a classic operetta. So it has dialogue. It has great singing. We have great singers again back, the same cast we had last year. And it also has a very famous Merry Widow waltz, so everyone who would like to will be involved in the dancing.
All right, so I appreciate the opera. I get it. Is this one in English? Because a lot of times these things are just way over my head.
Well, when I worked in Germany, I worked at an opera house there and sang for 3 years. We would always do Die Lustige Witwe is The Merry Widow in German, which is the classic German original. This, of course, will be sung in English in a great translation, really fun. And I should also say there's a can-can involved here.
All right.
And we have the ULM Opera Chorus is going to be singing and dancing and acting, and they will be up there can-canning.
Talk to me about the state of opera. You know, 100 years ago, 150 years ago, the biggest thing you could do was go to the opera. In modern times, is opera still strong? Are there young folks still studying opera and performing and doing great jobs?
Well, absolutely. I think it has changed quite a bit as far as the performance aspect of it. It used to be a stand and sing sort of a exercise. Now the acting is much more important. The singers who are able to act and have personalities and move and to involve the audience in what they're doing, that's very important. But there are more people than ever that are performing it. And although it's a relative small slice of the worldwide audience, opera goers are the most passionate audiences in the world.
Tell me, you've got to have some talented people. I've tried to sing and dance at the same time. That's hard. You got to sing, dance, and act, and
right,
remember your
right.
lines.
It's a juggling process.
You've got some smart folks, I'm sure. Who's coming in to help you with this?
Well, we have the same cast, as I said. We have Corey McKern, who's a baritone, an incredible baritone, who's sung in Carnegie Hall, Santa Fe Opera, all over the world. Fantastic singing actor, acting singer. And so he'll be here. Betsy Ushkrad, who's been here a couple of times before, the former Miss Indiana. I wanted to say Louisiana, but it's Indiana. Miss Houston, also fantastic singer, actress, Tyler Smith, tenor. Then Claire Evangelisti, who, of course, is from our own area. Fantastic singer, is going to be involved in this as well.
Well, that sounds like quite the cast. So you've got a good mix of local folks and
right,
mix them in
right.
with a couple of folks coming in from outside the area. How long has the Louisiana Opera been in existence?
We've been only in existence for, it's been 6 years now. And we've gradually built up a base of supporters. People are interested. When we do activities like this, we always bring in people that are interested. And they get addicted to us. It's a very we have a very strong base of supporters.
Dr. Mark Clark is with me today from the Louisiana Opera. Dr. Clark, if somebody was out there today and they said they wanted to get involved, do you guys do more than just this one event a year? There are other things that happen.
Well, we do. We have performance coming up at the university at ULM in May this year, May 18th and 20th. We're doing the Tragedy of Carmen. So it's a great music of Carmen. It's well-known characters. And we're going to have some new singers coming in from different parts of the country. It's going to be a fantastic cast. And we also perform. We perform in schools. We perform at different venues for the community. We're going to have a huge concert September 8th in West Monroe. So we're going to go over there, and we're going to feature a Metropolitan Opera tenor who is actually from West Monroe, Arnold Rawls, who has never sung here professionally.
Well, how about that? That'll be cool.
His family will come home. His family will come and hear him for the first time. He sings the Metropolitan Opera. He sang last month in China and the Metropolitan Opera within 1 week time. Big roles, fantastic voice. So he will be performing in September here.
So again, this is the Louisiana Opera presenting the Valentine Mardi Gras Party. Or as Mark called it, the Valengras. And Mark, where's it going to be again?
It's going to be at the Ouachita Grand Plaza Ballroom, which is 501 South Grand. You can get tickets at Fiesta. So you're driving down North 18th Street, you see Fiesta Nutrition, get your tickets there. You can also call 342-3247 or just come to the event. We have a couple of tables. It's going to be cabaret-style seating.
That's Dr. Mark Clark with the Louisiana Opera. Once again, you can find tickets at Fiesta Nutrition Center or by calling Dr. Clark at 342-3247. If you can't remember all that, just remember our website. You'll find out more at kedm.org.